Hey folks, you're listening to the Get Balanced Podcast with me, Dr. Donnie. Be sure to have a piece of paper and pen with you when you're listening to this one. This is episode 143.
Welcome to the Get Balanced Podcast with Dr. Donnie. If you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or emergency medical professional who would like to improve your family relationships, your physical and mental health, and want to have success at work and at home, well, this show is for you. Welcome to the Get Balanced program. Let's get started.
Now, today I want to talk to you, or basically I want to give you a locker room pep talk for work-life balance, how to win with work-life balance. Now, I know for some people, they're out there, believe me, they are. They say there is no balance. There's no such thing as balance. Now, usually these people fall into two camps. One, it's the ones that are severely out of balance that say there's no such thing as balance, or it's the ones that really don't understand what balance is in the first place. Now, when you hear those kind of words, though, I don't want you to let that poison into your mind, okay? Let's get into what balance is and how to win with it all the time. So, you know, as a reminder, work-life balance is all about aligning your daily behaviors with your priorities in life. Now, let's think about that. Say that again, aligning your daily behaviors with your priorities in life. Now, you might be saying, but Doc, I hear the words, but can you give me some examples of what that really looks like? No, of course I can, you know. And I guess one of the best ways I can give you an example is I had this friend. He's still a friend today, but it was a few years ago, and he was doing exceptionally well financially. He was working as a firefighter, and he also had a very successful side hustle as a firefighter trainer. I would call it was actually more than a side hustle. It's a great training company. It is today, you know. He is a super nice guy. I mean, people love this guy. Great leader, Christian man. He would speak every time I'd talk to him, very highly of his wife and daughter. He provided them everything they needed, except for one thing. He didn't realize what he was missing, but what happened was, you know, he thought and felt he was on top of the world. And then one day when he came home from a shift, his wife sat him down and said, "Hey, you know what? You have been wonderful, a wonderful financial provider. You work all of your shifts, you take overtime when they're available, and you've been building this very successful and financially rewarding training company. You are absolutely the best at what you do in your career." And he was so excited to hear that. And then she said, "However, you are failing at being a husband and a father. You are never home. We are last on your priority list." My friend told me these harsh but true spoken words of love from his wife, they actually came to be his wake-up call. You see, he provided all their financial needs, but he just wasn't there emotionally, physically, mentally. He wasn't there to support them on non-financial items. And it was such of a wake-up call. You see, he realized that loving his family would require time and energy, something that he had been giving that away to everyone but his family. He said that day was a wake-up call to him, one that changed the course of his success when it came to him being a husband and a father. You might be thinking, so did he give up on his career and business aspirations? You know, no, he didn't. He simply realized that he needed to balance his time and energy more appropriately so that his family needs would also be met. See, it's just about balancing that energy, that time. And you might ask, did he give up on, you know, say his overtime? You know, he did give up on some overtime, but not all. Did he give up on some training opportunities? Well, he did give up on some training opportunities, but not all. And he also learned that he could take his wife and daughter when she was out of school in the summertime on some very cool road trips And yes, he did training on those trips, but you know what? He was home at night and he also put in an extra day on the front end or back end to make it fun for them. It was very rewarding for them and himself. You see, aligning your daily behaviors with your priorities in life, it's simply about balancing what you're paying attention to. What are you giving your time and energy to? Are you giving it to each role that you have in life? Are you giving some time and attention to each of those roles? Because aligning your daily behaviors with your priorities in life, it's also, though, about taking a current inventory of your priorities. Now, in other words, let me ask you, who's important in your life? And how have you been prioritizing them? Or perhaps, how have you not been prioritizing them? Another way to look at this is, just as important, what is important in your life, right? Now, and again, how have you been prioritizing what's important in your life? Now, I imagine your priorities, if you sit down and think about it, they could fall into several types of categories. You could have your family and friends category. You could have your career, your health category, physical, mental, your faith. You know, you may have some hobbies out there. You know, but simply you think about these priorities in life. What are they? And a lot of times people will say, oh, my health is a priority. And then they get down into, okay, how are you supporting that priority? And that's where they fall short. And I get it. You know, but the idea here is to evaluate your actions. When you think about your priorities, evaluate your actions over the last couple of weeks. Ask yourself, are my daily behaviors, what I've been doing over the last couple of weeks, supporting my priorities in life? Now, I mentioned this was going to be a pep talk, right? More of the locker room pep talk. And, you know, we are in football season. And it's like in football, you know, if you think about it, football players must master the basics in life, in football. Same thing what we do in life, right? But they must master the basics. And that goes from whether you're in Pee Wee to the NFL. You need to learn, you need to be blocking, tackling, you need to run the ball well, you need to catch the ball well, right? And just as in football, we must manage our time and energy to support all of our life's priorities, right? And it begins with the basics of health. I want you to really know that. It begins with the basics of health, because if you have no health, you have no wealth. If you have no health, you're not going to have a family, you're not going to be around. If you have no health, you're not even going to have a career, right? You can't win by doing just some of the basics. You know, there is not a college football team out there that's winning if they're not blocking, or if they choose not to tackle, or if they're not running the ball well, or an NFL team. It just doesn't happen. You have to master all of the basics to get that true success, the true wins. Okay. You could score 72 points in a football game, but if you gave up 73, you lost, right? Now, if you think about mastering the basics, I remember this so well. There's a lesson taught to me by a guy named Coach Pete. You know, Coach Pete, well, he was my college football running back coach. Fantastic guy. You know, what it was, though, he always made us do this football handoff drill in midfield during warmups. You know, it was sort of the last drill we did in a pregame warmup. The running backs would go out there, and what he'd do, he would tell us that it was the crowd's favorite. And he'd bring us out to midfield and we'd form two lines, one facing each other, and we would hand the ball off to each other. One ball, and you're just handing off the ball. You get hand it to the next guy, get back in line. It was just a very simple handoff drill where, I mean, that's all we did. We just do this, get back in line, and we would have repetitions of 10. So we'd have to do it 10 times. And after we did it 10 times, we as a group would run over to the sideline and get ready to play the game. Now, with that, I'll never forget this one game. We were up in Chicago playing, and I asked Coach Pete, and I go, and he, fantastic guy again, love him. I said, hey, Coach, why do we do this very simple handoff drill before each game? And you know what he said to me? He said, Hutch, it's vitally important that you master the basics. And I thought, well, okay, yeah. He then asked me, have you ever scored a touchdown after fumbling the handoff from your quarterback? I thought, you know, and then he goes, you always have to master the basics, Hutch, not just on the football field, but also in the game of life. It is another aha moment for me. But just as in, you know, my old football handoff drill, we must concentrate on mastering our priorities in life. What are they? It probably, again, has to do with your health, your family, your career, your faith, right? And I ask you, who and what might need your attention right now? Could it be your spouse? Could it be a child? Could it be all of your children? What needs your attention? Could it be your physical, your weight? Could it be your strength? Could it be your cardio? Could it be your diet? Could it be your hydration? Could it be you need to talk to peer support or culturally competent therapist? Is it mental health? Do you need to build that muscle? But essentially, who and what needs your attention? But here's the key. Once you decide that, and then proceed to doing what you know what needs to get done. I know you know what you need to do. It's just a matter of pausing and taking an inventory of it. Now, I do want to be real with you a little bit here. As I am, as you know, I try to talk just straight up with you. If you're severely overweight, or if you're in a marriage that's in a divorce spiral, or if you're drinking too much, you're in a dogfight. I mean, you need to get up and fight. You didn't get doing so well in your career to have it all cut short because of your health. You did not get married to get a divorce. And you did not start drinking to end up with a problem. This stuff sneaks up on anyone, on all of us. And as I said, it's time to fight. Just as in football, players must give 110% effort on each and every play. And you too, you need to get your thoughts wrapped around giving your health, marriage, family, faith 110% each and every day. That's what it takes. It truly does. And that's what balance is. It's about fighting for your priorities, putting actions behind those thoughts. And, you know, as a reminder, just as in football, teams do not score touchdowns on every single play, but you fight to win on each play. You fight to execute each and every day. You too will not be perfect. Okay. I get that, and you should get that. You're not going to be perfect with your daily results, and that's okay. We are not going for perfection here. We are pursuing growth and improvement by giving effort to our priorities each and every day. Now, I believe in you. I truly do. I know you are listening to this podcast because you are seeking improvement in your work-life balance in one or more areas in your life. Now, as I mentioned, I believe in you. I want to encourage you. I want to inspire you. If you send me an email with what it is you want to begin focusing and mastering on the basics, whether that's your health, your family relationships, your work, your faith, whatever it may be, I believe in you. And I believe that email, when you put it in writing to someone else, that'll be your first major step towards balance. I truly believe that. Now, my call to action for you, as you know, I like to put that in the podcast. I want you to do something. I want you to make a list. Who and what do you need to start focusing on? And then start asking yourself, what can I do to support that who or that what in my life? Because they are a priority in my life. Do you hear that fight song going on in the background? I know you do. That fight song is for you. You are in it to win it. Now let's go out and get it done. It's the game of life. Let's go love our families more. love our work more, love our health more, love our God more. Let's love each other more. I believe in you. I know you can get it done. With that, this is Dr. Donnie. I want you to have a fantastic week and take me up on it. Send me that email. I'll check in with you periodically and ask you how you're doing with those new priorities or those actions that you want to do. With that, may God bless you, your families, keep you safe out there and help you and give you the strength, the inner strength to align your daily behaviors with your priorities in life. Have a great week. Hey, if you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or EMS professional who enjoys this podcast and would like some help with your work-life balance, you need to check out my Get Balanced program. Not sure if you are balanced or not? Join me over at DonnieHutchinson.com and take the quiz. Together, we are going to get you balanced.